I made it very clear then that we were going to explore all of our options. I've met with the county executive, I've met with our county administrator, and I've met with our deputy administrator a number of times right here in this facility for no other reason than to explore our options to better protect Wicomico County. One thing is clear, we do not want another Rene Good incident to occur anywhere in this nation, let alone Wicomico County. As the county executive succinctly said, if we allow the transfer of individuals within our detention center in a secure environment, it prevents ICE agents, immigration officials, from going out into our community and kicking in doors and knocking on doors, which they had full authority to do. They had the lawful authority to do just that when they're looking for particular individuals. But when they go into that house, the first thing they're going to do and the first thing they should do is secure the facility. And that means the securing and handcuffing of everybody in there. Then they would go systematically through the room, through the house, through the apartment, through the home, identifying every single person in there. So not only are they going to get the person that they would have gotten in a secure environment at our local detention center, but now they're going to identify every single person in that house. And those who are in that home and in this country illegally or undocumented, and they're only undocumented because they're in the country illegally. But everybody goes, not just the person they're looking for, but everybody in the whole house goes. So you're jeopardizing the freedom of everybody. Instead of the one person that we would hand over our detention center to federal authorities, you're now jeopardizing the freedom of everybody in that house. Is that what you really want? Is that what our state wants? To abolish an effective 287G program is absolute nonsense. And they're jeopardizing the freedom of everybody. So I've asked two very important people to join me here at this press conference. And I deliberately delayed introducing them. Most of them, and quite frankly, and everybody knows that the sheriff's in the forefront of this battle across the country. Most people know that the one sheriff to my immediate left, Sheriff Jeff Gaylor of Harford County, who's driven all the way down here from Bel Air this morning to join us here at this press conference, he can explain the importance of the 287G program. Seated to his immediate left, Chief Deputy Jerry Widows. Both have been colleagues of mine for 30 plus years. They know the importance of protecting our communities. And in protecting our communities, it means doing what we're doing right now. And sometimes this is not the most popular path to take. We are not going to take the path of least resistance. We're going to take the legal path. We're going to do what's right by our constituents. And we're going to do what's right for this county. And join us here today, and I would like to ask to come up to the podium, is Sheriff Jeff Gaylor. Sheriff Gaylor is the sheriff of Harford County. He's a retired Maryland State Trooper. He has been in the trenches his entire career. He's been on the forefront of this battle with 287G and our state legislature for the last several years. He's been a strong voice, not only in his county, but across this country. And I would like to now to welcome Sheriff Jeff Gaylor of Harford County, Maryland. Thank you, Sheriff.
Thanks, Sheriff. Thanks, Sheriff. And I'd like to start this morning by thanking County Executive Giordano, I'm sure I pronounce it right, for her leadership on this issue. As Mike said, many places around the country and here in Maryland, the sheriff oversees the correctional side of the operation. Here in Wicomico County, it's the county executive who has that responsibility. And this is a line that many politicians, sadly, and those in the media get wrong, either through misinformation or they wish to spread a outright falsehood about the 287G program, whichever model that we use in Maryland. In Maryland, we do not have a law enforcement component. There is not one police officer, deputy, trooper across the state who is putting any effort, time, who has been trained by ICE in any way related to the 287G program. So when you hear a politician tell you or someone on the radio, you hear the words that this is going to pull law enforcement officers away from serving their community, that is a falsehood. That is not true, period, end of story, full stop. What this is, as you heard from the county executive, is a corrections-based program. It operates within the jail. It is actually a program that was started by President Bill Clinton, a Democrat, in 1996, and has run through every presidential administration since. My office was accepted roughly 8 years ago. We did a letter of interest to President Obama, who was expanding the 287G program across the country because of the immigration issues in our nation. And we were one of 30-plus new agencies accepted in. In Harford County, we have the second longest 287G program in the state now at about 8 years, behind Frederick County, which was operational for like the last 16 years, and Cecil County for about the last five years. And our three programs, Frederick, Harford, and Cecil, are all jail-based 287G programs on not the warrant service officer, again, but that is a jail-based program. So when you hear people tell you that this is an evil political program, you know, spun up by, you want to say, and I hate to put politics, party affiliation, but when they say here it's from evil Republicans, it is not. It's a Democrat public safety program that I, as a Republican, 100% subscribe to and agree with. And it's operated the exact same way under every presidential administration since President Clinton, the jail model. There are law enforcement models across the country. Again, they do not exist in Maryland. Sadly, with the change of the presidential administration, after 4 years of an open border, we have now seen the program once again fall under attack, and again under the false narrative that it's going to cause our police officers to lose time and that they are doing the mission of ICE. 100% not true. What is true, what you also heard from Sheriff Lewis and from your county executive, is that Tom Homan is very clear. He much prefers, as I do, in my community in Harford County, 268,000 residents, I much prefer that these handoffs, when we identify a criminal offender who is also in the jail illegally, that they be turned over to ICE in that safe environment. Instead of that, we will have ICE coming into the community. They have said as much. They will come into the community to find the individual that they are looking for. And in that, I think that this legislation, should it pass, and I hope it does not, will lead to actually more deportations. And when, as we're seeing in other places around the country, when police officers fall under criminal assault or even protest, that is a demand on local law enforcement, pulling our law enforcement officers away from the communities that they should be serving, as they do every single day across this great country. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions at the end. I guess back to Mike. But I thank the county executive for her leadership. And I asked, as we sat there 8 hours waiting to testify last night, we all asked the legislature to not do this. And again, there's nine jurisdictions who are part of these partnerships. The minimum that this legislature should do is allow local communities to decide for themselves. They don't want to be directed by the federal government. Well, Pocomoco, Harford, Cecil, Frederick should be able to decide how best to, with their elected leaders, how to protect their public. So with that, Sheriff.
Thank you, Sheriff. Chief Deputy Widdows, would you please come forward? I would like for the Chief Deputy to talk about it and address any, number one, any concerns you might have once he gets